Yeah, so you can do the introduction.
Hello, my name is Shishi. Ashes left until 7th October, 10th October. Our design, Keshwan, amazing backlog.
Birshus, the Rav, the Morada Asra, Yedidi Reb Dovid Shlita, Birshus, Kol HaKol HaKodesh Hazeh, firstly, a big Yashakoyach to the Ma'arganim, to those who organized it. I'm not sure how many of you there are. One of them, Richard, is a good friend of mine. Dudi is a good Shochan of mine. And all the rest, Tovei Aleichem Brocha. One of the ten Nisyonos of Avraham Avinu, that's important to know about Avraham Avinu, because in our DNA we have been strongly impacted by Avraham Avinu. We say Rosh Hashanah davening, we want to Rabbeinu Shleilam to bring out our din letoiva b'schus Akeidas Yitzchok b'schus Avraham Avinu. Brismila of Yitzchok was on Yom Kippur according to some shittas, and the power of Avraham Avinu's deeds have an impact for thousands of years, for thousands of doiros, all the way down to us, that we can plead to the Rabbeinu Shloim b'schus and the merit of something that took place so long ago. Now, one of the nisyonos, one of the ten trials of Avraham Avinu, was the trial that we read about at the beginning of this week's parsha, Lech Lecha. Avraham Avinu is asked to leave his birthplace at the age of 75. What was the great Nisoyan? What was so difficult? Meila, were Avraham Avinu to have been a person who was strongly attached to his home, to his parents, that's a difficult thing, to leave home. But Avraham Avinu had zero connection to his father. Not only that, he actually abhorred the lifestyle of his father. There was no shaykhis. Aside from that, Vayelechi Meloit, Loit also went with him, Vayelechi Toiloit. Lloyd travelled with. So if Lloyd could go, what was the big shtick that Avraham Avinu went? Aside from that, Avraham Avinu was promised, number one, he was promised children, offspring, not stamp, a nation. He was offered wealth, he was promised wealth, and he was also promised fame. Now what wouldn't we do for that, for wealth, for fame, to have children? Anybody would leave a town for that. So what was the big nisoyan of Avraham Avinu? Yodua, known, it's well known, the famous story with the Vilna Gaon, that one year there was no Estrog to be found in Vilna. I think many of us probably know the story. And shluchim, messengers, were sent out to find an Estrog in order that the great tzaddik, the Vilna Gaon, should be able to be mekayem the mitzvah of an Estrog, and the town of Vilna should have a lulav an Estrog. And they found a person who was traveling home, a gvira, a wealthy man who had an estrog, and they offered to buy it off him. But he doesn't need it, he's got all the money in the world, a dafnisht. They wanted him to stay in Vilna over Sukkot, leave his family, sugar, he's going to do such a thing. In the end, they managed to convince him, but he was a businessman, and a businessman makes a good deal. And the deal he made with him was that he would get the schar of the mitzvah of the Lulav Nesreg, the mitzvah of Lulav of the Vilna Gaon. And they accepted, and they came to the Vilna Gaon. Of course, they were scared to tell the Vilna Gaon, and they had to tell the Vilna Gaon, they had no choice. But the Vilna Gaon was obviously delighted, he was ecstatic. His delight knew no bounds, because this was the first opportunity he had to be able to perform a mitzvah, to be mekayim a mitzvah shaloi al menos lekabil pras. Not with a mind of having been promised a reward, but purely because that's what the Rebbeinu Shalom wants, purely l'shem shamayim. In order not to get too political, there's a similar story with the Baal Shem Tov also. The Baal Shem Tov, when he was traveling to Etzisrael, Yodua, that he wanted to do Aliyah, and he was actually on his way to Etzisrael, and he stopped off in Istanbul, and there he received a message from heaven, a message from Shamayim, that he's not to go to Etzisrael. Yodua, the same thing happened with the Chofetz Chaim. And he stayed over Pesach in Istanbul, and he was invited by a wealthy man to his home over Pesach, and he was able to be mekayim the Seder night, the mitzvah of Seder, with extravagance, behidur, with everything he needed, with all the trappings necessary to be mekayim, the mitzvahs of the Seder, behidur, beautifully, and he was makir toiv to his host. So he promised him a promise. The host never had children at all, and he promised him that he would have a son within a year. The only problem was that the wife of this host, not only had she not had children, but she wasn't able at all to have children. It was impossible for her to have children. And that night, after he'd made the promise, the Baal Shem Tov receives a message from Shemayim that he's lost all his Olam Habo. Because he promised this gentleman that he would have a child, and HaKadosh Baruch, in order to fulfill the promise of the Baal Shem Tov, would have to be Mishane Sidri Oilom, would have to change nature and change Teva, that was too much, and the Baal Shem Tov was punished by losing all his Oilom Habba. And of course the Baal Shem Tov heard this, he was absolutely delighted. Because now he was able to be Mekayim Mitzvahs without Shaloya Manos L'Kabel Pras, without receiving reward. Mamush Lishmo L'Shem Shamayim. And with due to his delight, HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave him back his Olam Habo. That's the Maisel of the Baal Shem Tov, the Maisel of the Gaon. Says the Rachaim HaKadosh, this week's Parsha, the Nisoyan of Avraham Avinu wasn't to leave home. An unknown destination. El Oret HaShareh. No, Lot also was willing to do that. The Nisoyan of Avraham Avinu was what would his attitude be to going? Why would he be traveling? Steht im Posuk Vayelech Avraham Kasher Diber Eilov Hashem, that he went not because HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised him wealth, not because he promised him fame, and not because he would have children, he would be a father of a great nation, but because Kasher Diber Eilov Hashem, because that's what the Rebbeinu Shloimeh wanted. That was what he was thinking, and that was his aim of traveling. Whereas Lot, Voshteit Baloit. By Lot steht Vayelech Itoi Lot. Avraham ben Lot went with him, and Avraham Avinu was 75 years old. But say so mechoron. What has that got to do with anything? Why does it tell us the age of Avraham Avinu after it says Vayelech Itoi Lot? Why did Lot go? You know why Lot went with him? Because Avraham Avinu ben Chomish v'shiv mishonah. Because Avraham Avinu was 75 years old and he had no children, and therefore who was going to inherit his wealth? Lot. That's why Lot went with. Zog de Vilna Goen, what's the difference between Imoy and Itoy? Were it to have said Vayelech Imoy Lot, then Avraham and Lot would be going with the same kavanah, together with the same intentions. But it says Vayelech Itoy Lot, who went with him, but they were porud, they were separated, they were distant, because Avraham Avinu, in his mind, was going because that's what the Rebbeinu Shloimeh wanted. Whereas Lot was going because he wanted the inheritance. As he Zog de Rechaim HaKadosh. Amol was zoicha to see Gedoyle HaDoyr sitting at a table. And what are they doing? Nothing. They're sitting there. We also sit sometimes and do nothing. What's the difference? Looks the same thing. So Yedua, the story that Rav Moshe Shmuel Shapira was in hospital when he was older, and he was lying in bed. There was another Rav, another Talmud Chacham, Rosh Hashiva, Chvesha Magid Shir, was lying in the bed next to him. And the family of this Talmud Chacham had bought him a tape recorder that he could listen to. Shiurim, Droshes, and he was listening. So the nurse asked Rav Moshe Shmuel if he also wants a tape recorder, that he could do something. He shouldn't sit there and klotz in bed. He should do something with listen to Shiurim. He said, it's okay, I've already got a tape recorder up here. When you see the Gdoi Lahadur sitting, I was zoicha to stay in a hotel last week, and in the room opposite me was sitting the great Rosh Hashiva Rav Avraham Gurwitz, Mistama, the greatest, Kimat, the greatest Gadol in Europe. And what was the difference between me and him? I was staying in one place, he was staying in the same place. The difference is what goes on in the mind. What's Tutzach in Kop? What's the brain thinking? What's the brain doing? Vayelech Avraham Avinu went. What did he have in mind? He had in mind Kasher Dibeir Itoy Elov Elohim, as Hashem had spoken. Lot had in mind the Yerusha. Lot had in mind the inheritance. Shaloi Amanos L'Kabel Pras, that was Avraham Avinu. But let's take this further. After Avraham Avinu was concerned, after the victory over the kings, he was concerned that his merits had been depleted. All the enemies had been killed. And he was worried. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu comes to him in a vision and he says to him, fear not, have no worries, I'm going to shield you, your reward is going to be great. And Avram says, what can you possibly give me? Anything you give me is worthless to me because I'm childless. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu took him outside and he says, look at the stars of the heaven. Ko yiyeh zarecho, so will be your offspring. Shteitim posuk vehemin b'Hashem, that Avram Avinu believed, had a muna in the Rabbeinu Shloilom, v'yachshaveh oloi tzedoko, he trusted in Hashem and it was reckoned for him as righteousness. What does it mean, v'yachshaveh oloi tzedoko? That it was reckoned for him as righteousness. It was reckoned for whom? Says Rashi, and so says the Radak, and so says the Sipona, and so says the Targum Yonis and Ben Uziel, and so says the Rosh. Pshat and posuk like this, that Avram and Sarah were old people. Al pi derech hateva, it was impossible for them to have children. And afilu hochi, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu had promised, vehem in Hashem, he trusted, he believed in the Rebbeinu Shloilom. Vayachsheveh lo itzdoko, HaKadosh Baruch Hu reckoned it as righteousness on the part of Avram Avinu, that he trusted and believed in him. So says Rashi and the Radak and the Sepona, Targum Yonison and the Rosh. Vayachsheveh lo itzdoko, it was a big thing that Avram Avinu believed and trusted in the Rebbeinu Shloilom. And the Rosh even adds on, and he said that the word tzedakah doesn't just denote a person doing kindness with his body and with his money, but the word tzedakah denotes belief, bitochen, emunah in the Rebbeinu Shloilom. And that's pshat. In posuk, tzion b'mishpot, tipode, v'shoveo b'tzedakah, that we will be zoicha to return to tzion, to Yerushalayim Mir HaKodesh, b'meri v'yomeinu, not just b'schus kindness with our body, and with our money, with our wealth, but also with our emuno in the Rebbeinu Shalom. V'shoveo b'tzdoko, so says the Rosh. Frek de Ramban akasha on this pshat. Who says HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered righteousness on the part of Avraham Avinu that he believed in Hashem? If Hashem would come speak to me, I'd also believe in him. He just doesn't come to speak to me. Says the Ramban, who says Avraham Avinu, the man who was willing to give up his own son because the Rebbeinu Shalom asked him to. He shouldn't believe a promise Hashem says. Hashem promises, he shouldn't believe it. What's the greatest shtick? What's the big tzedakah? What's the big righteousness on behalf of Avraham Avinu that he took him out and he promised him that he should believe in him? As in fact, the Ramban. Umimela, the Ramban, the Chizkuni, the Rivosh, Unin Zoya, they learn the other way around. They learn that Vehem in Bashem, Avraham Avinu believed, had emuno in the promise of Hashem, vayachsheveh lo itzdoka, Avraham Avinu considered it as a tzdoka on the part of the Rebbeinu Shloilom. He felt he had no schusim, he had no merits, and yet the Rebbeinu Shloilom told me he'll have offspring. Vayachsheveh lo itzdoka, Avraham Avinu considered that as a righteousness, a tzdoka, as a kindness on the part of the Rebbeinu Shloilom. Punkt faker, the other way around. That's how they learn, because they have a kasha on Rashi. The Gaon comes along with a third mahalach. Says the Vilna Gaon, that a person receives from the Rebbeinu Shloilom in two ways. Sometimes you can receive because of him, because of his merits. But then you never have assurance. Because who says you have merits? You never know. Sometimes a Kadosh Baruch Hu can give because of his tzitkas, because of his rachmonos. U'memeile v'hem in b'Hashem v'yachsheveh lo itzdoko. Avraham Avinu believed that he had no merits, and therefore he believed, he understood that the Rebbeinu Shem was giving this to him, not because of his merits, but because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to do a kindness with Avraham Avinu, and therefore he was convinced that it would happen, because it wasn't dependent on his merits. Hine keli shuasi. You know why HaKadosh Baruch Hu is my Yeshua, is my salvation through his kindness? Eftach v'leichot. That's why I can be assured that he'll fulfill it, because he's giving me because of his chesed. Zok the Gaon, that's pshat when we say on Shabbos, Adheinu azorunu, till now why were we helped? Only because of rachamecho, not because of our schusim. Veloy azavunu HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you haven't left us, only because of chasodecho, only because of your kindness. That's why I know the alticheinu lo netzach, that's why we know the Rebbeinu Shem will never leave us. Oh, but what's Rashi going to do with the Ramban's kasha? Rashi learns that it was HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered it as tzidkus on the part of Avraham Avinu. It's the Chakasha. What's the big shtick that Avraham Avinu believed? Ramban's Kasha Rashi. Radak v'spono. What's the answer? There's an interesting Pshat Gon, Sokri Amemre. The Vilna Gon has a Pirush on Zohar called Yahil Oyr. And he says something interesting, very interesting. We know that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many names. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has many names. But, says the Vilna Gon, even though the Umas HaOilom, the nations of the world, believe in all of the names of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's one name of Hashem, one Shem Hashem they don't believe in. That's not shaykh to them. That's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Why is that? Because all the Shemus of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam are descriptive of what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. His Rachum, his Chanun. But it's not the Shem Etzim, it's not the Etzim noun, it's not the Etzim name of Hashem. It's descriptive names of Hashem describing his actions, Kivi Yochel. There's only one Shem of Hashem, which is the Shem Etzim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, which is not descriptive of something that he does. And that's the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's the Shem Etzim of the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. Says the Gaon, the Umas HaOlam cannot fathom the name Yud Kei Vav Kei. They have no Shaychus to the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei, only to the other Shem of Hashem. Why? Because the emuna of a goy, the emuna of the Umas HaOlam, is only ad kedei kach, only in as much as they receive from the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. It's an emuna hatluyo badovor. It's a belief in Hashem which is dependent on them receiving. Whereas our emuna in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam, our belief in Hashem, is the emuna of Yud Kei Vav Kei, is a emuna she'ein not tluyo badovor. It's independent of anything else. It was a Ger Chosid who was sent to Auschwitz, and the first thing they had to do was strip bare, and they had to run and wade through a pool which was there to clean off any lice, any infections they had. This pool was a burnt their skin, and they had to run through it fast, and the Nazis beat them so they should go through quickly. And this one Ger Chosid, he ran through it and he stopped in the middle, and they were beating him, and he didn't move. Until finally, in the end, he ran out. And afterwards, when they were lying in the bunk, and he was bruised and broken, and his friend turned to him and said to him, "Was hast du getan dort? Was hast du getracht? Why were you standing there thinking when you were getting beaten up?" So he said, "I was thinking that they've taken everything from us. Everything they've taken from me, even the clothes off my back I don't have. Garnished. I'm left with nothing. But there's one thing that they can never take away from me. And that's the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. And that's the emunah of a Yid. The emunah of a Yid is the emunah she'einot tluyo badover. It's independent of anything." So said this Yid. That's the emunah of Yud Kei Vav Kei. That's why, when Shlomo HaMelech built the Beis HaMikdosh, he davened that when the Umas HaOlam, when the nations of the world come to the Beis HaMikdosh to bring korbonos, HaKadosh Baruch Hu should answer their tefillah, should answer their prayers. Why? Because the emunah in the Rabbeinu Shel Olam is only in as much as they receive. And therefore the tefillah should be answered. Mashenken, the emunah of a Yid is an emunah which is independent. It's eino tluyo badover. It's not dependent on anything. Abar Benel, who writes about one of the Yidden who were in the Spanish Inquisition, who was thrown out, and he was on a ship, and the ship was shipwrecked, and he found himself on a desert island with no food. And he saw his wife die in front of his eyes, and his children die in front of his eyes, and he was crawling, half crazed from hunger. And he looked up to the Rabbeinu Shel Olam and said, "Rabbeinu Shel Olam, there's one thing you will never be able to take away from me. Everything you can take from me. But one thing you will never be able to take from me is my emunah in you, the Rabbeinu Shel Olam. My belief in you. The emunah of the Yid is an emunah she'ina tluya badono. Umemeila. What's pshat in posuk? Vehem in bashem vayachsheveo lo itzdoko. What does it say? Vehem in bashem. The Pasuk says, Bashem beyud kei vov kei, vayachsheveo leitzdoko. Avraham Avinu had just been promised the world. He's going to have offspring, he's going to be av hamoim goyim, he's going to be the father of a great nation, of the chosen nation. Says Avraham Avinu to Rabbeinu Shel Olam, you should know, that my emunah in you, my belief in you is independent of anything. Even though you promised me, you should know my emunah is you, is not because you're promising me. But even if you would have told me you won't have offspring, I still would have believed in you. Vehem in beyud kei vav kei. when the Rebbeinu Shlom heard that, Vayachshevei Lo Yitzdok, HaKadosh Baruch Hu considered that as righteousness on the part of Avraham Avinu, that he was saying, I'm ma'amin in the Rebbeinu Shlom, it's an emunah she'enet liyah, but irrelevant of anything you've promised to me. I still believe in your Rebbeinu Shloilam. There's an interesting Sephono we find, an unusual Sephono. Sephono says, Moshe Rabbeinu came to Klal Yisrael, and he promises them, tells them that they're going to be freed. What happens? Paro hears about it, and he says, Nirpim atem, nirpim, you're a bunch of lazy people thinking about being freed, and he puts more work upon them. Starts saying they're going to find their own straw. V'loi Shomuel Moshe, they didn't listen to Moshe Rabbeinu, mikoytze ruach, because of shortness of breath, u'ma'avuida kosher, because of hard work. Hasa Sephono, what pshat, originally they did believe in Moshe. Moshe Rabbeinu came with all the moifsim, with the stick, with all the miracles they believed. What changed? Says this Sephono, loi Shomuel Moshe li yizboine b'chol zeh, like we find by Avraham Avinu, where it says, Vayachshevei Lo Yitzdoko. The Sephono is telling to this pasuk in our parsha to the Yidden in Mitzrayim. They didn't believe in Moshe Rabbeinu, they didn't listen to Moshe, because of shortness of breath and hard work, like we find by Avraham Avinu. The Yidden in Mitzrayim had not yet attained that level of a Yid. Of Yud Kei Vav Kei, of believing in the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Their emunah was limited. Their emunah was a belief in the Rebbeinu Shalom, which was tluyo badavor. It was dependent on them receiving. When Paro tells them they're going to have to find their own straw, and things got worse for them, then they lost belief. They lost emunah. They lost trust. Because their emunah was an emunah tluyo badavor. It was dependent. They weren't yet at that stage. Like we find Avraham Avinu, where you have this high level of Emunah, which is an independent level of Emunah of the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. Pasuk says in Yirmiyahu, interesting Pasuk, Hashem Uzi Yom Uzi. Hashem is my strength, He's my stronghold, He's my refuge in days of trouble. One day, nations of the world, people from the Umas Oilim will come and join Klal Yisrael. And they'll say that our fathers, the forefathers, told us lies, that stones are gods, that pieces of wood are gods. But they come and join Klal Yisrael. Lochein, therefore, says the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, I'm going to tell them what I've done. V'yodu kishmi Hashem, they'll know my name is Hashem. If they're coming to join Klal Yisrael, why does Hashem have to tell him he's Hashem? They know it already. Now the Medrash on this pasuk gives examples of people who came to join Klal Yisrael because they heard all the miracles that took place in Klal Yisrael. The Medrash brings an example of Rochav. We know Rochav, when Yeshua sent spies, and they came to Rochav's house. Rochav was an innkeeper. She lived in the gates of the city. And she hid them in the roof under the stalks of the flax. And she told them, she went upstairs to the loft after the soldiers came searching for them. And she told them, I know everything that's happened. I know all the miracles Hashem has performed. I know that all the inhabitants have dissolved out of fear for the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. I know what the Rebbeinu Shel Olam has done to the two kings, Sichon and Og. Utterly destroyed them. And she made a deal with them that she would be saved. And she let them down on her off the rope, out of the wall, fortifications of the wall. She told them to run to the mountains, to hide there for 3 days. And they arranged with her that she would put a cord of scarlet thread out of the window. And they warned her that anybody who leaves the household on a Baroshoi, they're absolved of their promise. She joined Klal Yisrael. She joined Klal Yisrael because she heard the miracles. So says the Medrash. Another dugma, Malkah Shva, the Queen of Sheba. She heard about the fame of Shlomo HaMelech, and that everything he did was Lashem Shomayim, and she decided to come and test him with riddles. She brought with her a large entourage, with camels, with an amazing amount of spices, with gold, with precious stones. And all the riddles she asked Shlomo HaMelech were answered. She kept nothing hidden, every solution he had. And she saw his wisdom, and she saw his palace, and she saw his food, and she saw the way his servants were seated. And she saw the stations where his attendants were, how they were stationed. She saw their uniform. She saw the cupbearers. And she was overwhelmed by the wealth of Shlomo HaMelech that the Rebbeinu Shlomo had given him. And she said she never believed what she'd heard. But now she sees it's much, much more than she'd heard about Bichlau. And she said, "How fortunate are your men, how fortunate are your service, your servants. And how you run a just and righteous empire, kingdom." And she gave him 120 talents of gold. And she gave him spices that in Tanakh, there's testimony that there's never been such an amount of spices given. And precious stones. Malka Shloso says the Medrash. The Medrash says, Hashem uzim uzim menusa biyom tzoro, eilecha goyim, the nations of the world come. Haloi shoma rochav, rochav heard the miracles, and she came, and she cleaved to the Rebbeinu Shloilom. So to Malka Shvo, with all the miracles in the days of Shloime, v'itanoiz the Malka, didn't the Malka Shvo come? So to Yisroi. Says the Pasuk, Lochein hinini moidiyom bapam azeh, I'm going to tell them, the Yodu, and then they'll know, kishmi Hashem, that my name is Hashem. If they're coming to join Klal Yisrael, why tell them that his name is Hashem? Shteit in Pasuk, v'yodu kishmi Hashem yud kei vav kei. The Umas HaOilom join Klal Yisrael when they see the miracles, when they see HaKadosh Baruch Hu delivers the goods. Their emuna, their belief is an emuna atluyo badovor. It's dependent on what the Rebbeinu Shimon gives. I believe in God if I win the lottery. That's the limit of the emuna. But it's not the emuna of yud kei vav kei. Even after they come, says the Rebbeinu Shloim, Lochein, therefore, Hinei Nimoidim, I'm going to inform them, the Yodu Kishmi Hashem, they'll know that I'm Yud Kei Vav Kei, that the emunah they will have in me is going to be independent of anything else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah Hashem, Kol Goyim. All the nations of the world praise Hashem. Shabichu Kol Ha'umim. They all praise Him. Only ki govar oleinu chazdei, only when they see the chesed that he performs. But we praise the Rebbeinu Shlalim even when he doesn't perform chesed. Our emunah is an emunah shein atlui badovor. It's not dependent on the Shem Yud Kei Vav Kei. And this is the message, and this is the DNA that has been ingrained within us by Avraham Avinu. It's in our genes. Vehem in Bashem, the Yud Kei Vav Kei ve'achshev elo yitzdoko. HaKadosh Baruch Hu considers it a righteousness. On our part, that we believe in Him, irrelevant of our situation, and what the Rebbeinu Shem gives us, and what the Rebbeinu Shem doesn't give us, our belief in Him is independent. And Emil Tzashem, if we take this lesson, that's Be'etzem already within us, this message of Avraham Avinu, then, Tzion b'mishpat, tifte v'shoveho, b'tzdoko, then we will be zoicha to return to Yerushalayim HaKodesh, to Tzion b'mehrev yomeinu, only b'tzdoko, because of Yahshua Tzedakah, because we believe in the Rebbeinu Shloim, whatever He throws at us. Shkoyach.